With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says he's looking forward to his meeting tomorrow with Chinese President Xi. The two leaders will meet in South Korea, the final stop on Mr. Trump's current Asia tour. There is speculation that Presidents Trump and Xi will announce a U.S.-China trade deal. Meantime, Mr. Trump has a new trade agreement with South Korea. Now it's Cuba that's feeling the fury of Hurricane Melissa. Made landfall in eastern Cuba earlier today, coming ashore as a Category 3 storm.
There has been some weakening, and now that it's over land, we do anticipate that some additional weakening will occur. However, it is still forecast to be a strong hurricane as it moves across the Bahamas later today.
The National Hurricane Center's Brad Reinhart says Melissa slammed Jamaica as a devastating Cat 5 storm, packing winds of 185 miles per hour, cutting power to about a half million people. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from firing federal workers during the government shutdown, which is now into its 29th day.
U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston granted a preliminary injunction that bars the firings while a lawsuit challenging them plays out. She said that labor unions were likely to prevail on their claims that the job cuts were arbitrary and politically motivated. But Trump administration lawyers say the district court does not have the authority to hear personnel challenges and that the president has broad authority to reduce the federal workforce. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After carrying out a series of airstrikes on Gaza, Israel says the ceasefire is back in place. The airstrikes prompted by the fatal shooting of an Israeli soldier in Rafah. As the government shutdown closes in on 1 month, 25 states are suing the Trump administration to keep food stamp benefits going. Dow futures up 86 points. This is SRN News. A senator calls for sanctions on China.
Republican Ted Budd of North Carolina has written a lengthy article in The Hill pointing out the details of Beijing's latest crackdown on Christians. Budd says it's time for the U.S. to punish the Communist Party for its increasing violations of international religious freedom statutes, adding, quote, any Chinese official who is responsible for or has directly carried out abuses against religious groups must face strict U.S. sanctions. He's also introduced a sanctions bill in the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is performing abortions again after a nearly month-long pause due to federal Medicaid funding cuts. The state chapter says it was able to resume offering abortions because it gave up its status as an essential community provider. The organization says by doing that, it no longer fits the definition of a prohibited entity under the federal law and can receive Medicaid funds. This is SRN News. The previously approved start of limited sports betting in college athletics is being postponed.
The NCAA is delaying a rule change that will allow athletes and athletic department staff members to bet on professional sports. The Division I board voted Tuesday to delay the effective date of the sports betting legislative change, moving it from November 1st to November 22nd. A rarely used rule allows 30 days for each Division I school to vote to rescind a proposal if it is adopted by less than 75% of the Division I cabinet. The original vote to approve betting was under that threshold earlier this month. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Days after 8 pieces of the French crown jewels were stolen from the Louvre, a former bank robber who once toured the now infamous Apollo Gallery for a Louvre podcast says he warned a museum official of weaknesses in security years ago. More details at srnnews.com.